Holding on to his spear, Alar ran with an easy grace along the crumbling edge of the huge sinkhole, the air thick with the smell of salt. A white fog was moving among the sand dunes, almost too heavy for the winds to shift. His eyes stung from the proximity, his throat constricted, and Alar constantly took a sip from the Jinkaja bag hanging at his side. At a restful distance behind the man was every warrior in the corps, their coverings rattling with knives and sickles. There had been no denying them on this holy vendetta. Clar had been correct about the ancient ways, and Alar had been wrong. So terribly wrong. Death was the only way to protect the Corps from the hated Norms with their sterile minds. Alar had spared them out of the hope that the red-headed female would join the Corps and feed its line with the strength of her new blood. Her mind was great, but undisciplined, chaotic, and useless as a weapon. But her children could have been giants, mind-killers of the old legends. It was his desire to improve the Corps that had led to this disaster. No, it had been pride, foolish pride, that he could control a bestial Norm. The ultimate foolishness. Stretching to his left were the endless buildings of the Source, the homeland where the Corps had been born, or created, or awoken. The legends were vague on several details, and he knew in his heart that much was fantasy, word illusions, to inspire the children of each generation. The truth was in the fact that the Corps existed and ruled the beasts by the power of their superior minds. When the Corps had first arrived, Ryan and the others were already in the heart of the Holy Land and then fired their long blasters, chilling a young warrior named Glott. Now every male and female of the Corps had a smear of Glott's blood on their face rags so that the Outlanders would see it as they died screaming for mercy. With a rumbling crash, another small section of the dome broke away from the edge of the cliff, and Alar halted to furiously watch the destruction. Tumbling end over end, the chunk of crystalline material fell onto a building and exploded into dust, shattering that area of the structure. The Corps had found several trails that led down the cliff, however, most didn't reach halfway, and several had crumbled under the weight of a single person, sending the Corps member tumbling into the abyss. They sang a death song at the passings and ran onward, fueled into a battle frenzy by the sheer grandeur of their blessed mission of revenge. Ryan and the others had to be killed. It was an edict from the gods of the sand. Spill the blood of the Outlanders, or be damned forever. A plaintive call from above made Alar glance skyward, and he frowned deeply at the sight of a dozen huge black birds circling above the Holy Land. Already the buzzards had arrived, gathering their courage to swoop down and start feasting on the Ancient Ones. Their cries would attract others, cougars, stickies, other muties, and then the greatest destroyers of all, Norms. Perhaps even too many Norms for his people to stop. Their powers were great, but required the warriors of the Corps to be very close together. Like wooden sticks bundled into a war club, each was strong, but together they were a deadly weapon. Alar stopped at a sloping piece of stone, the desert sands trickling along the inclined plane, like blood from a wound. The angled stone descended sharply, and seemed to end at a ledge 50 feet down. But after that, there was nothing but a drop of countless feet onto a jagged pile of broken rubble, great metal beams rising like spears from the smashed stones, coated white from the salt. The leader of the Corps slumped his shoulders, for the first time feeling despair. Perhaps the journey was impossible. The sinkhole was so huge, larger than any seen before, and the sides were as sheer as a knife blade, sharp and smooth. But the warriors were still grimly determined to find a way down. They had to. A series of cracks that could be used as a ladder, a ravine they could crawl through, even a deep pool of hated water that could be jumped into from a height. Anything would do, but they had to enter the Holy City and ace the Outlanders. It was beyond a necessity, it was a primal urge, fed by their will of the warriors, and forged by sheer hatred.